obviously, very, very proud of our football team to come in here in this type of environment and find a way to win against an excellent football team. Obviously, New York's been playing very good, and to come in here and sneak away with a win shows a lot about our guys, and especially a lot of guys that really don't have a lot of playing experience. So they fought for 60 minutes, found a way to get it done, and it's obviously a good win on the road.
Mike, what about your success on the road? Been unpredictable, but not on the road lately.
Well, we've been pretty unpredictable all year, I think. So hopefully we can get a little bit more predictable, play like we did today. And, you know, if, when we don't turn the football over, we play pretty good. When we win that turnover ratio, I think we've won most of the game we've played, including preseason. So you can't beat yourself. And, you know, we've got some young guys that are playing extremely hard and kind of fighting. And you know, today we found a way to get it done.
Mike, when you saw the weather today, the rain and all that, did you have any worries about, you know, spreading it out and throwing as much as you did?
Well, we anticipated the weather today because we've been, you know, talking about it for the last 3 days that there was an excellent chance of rain. And, you know, it wasn't too bad. You know, I've played a lot worse conditions here when the wind's really blowing 40, 50 miles an hour. And, you know, the rain's always tough, but to me it's not as bad as the wind.
What about going on the road? You have said before in the past you don't mind the road because of focus and...
Well, I don't say I mind the road. I mean, you lose your advantage of the snap count, the ability of the defense, or the offense to, you know, use the cadence like they normally do, check off some things along those lines. But you got to find a way to get it done. And, you know, we've been up and down. We protect the ball. We've played pretty good. You know, like I said last week, you know, everybody offensively, we didn't look very good. We had 21 first downs early in the third quarter. So we were moving the ball, but we were making mistakes. You know, today we got some big plays and obviously turned into touchdowns, but we were still 1-for-4 in the red zone. So we had some opportunities to score more points. But obviously we've got some young guys with a lot of talent that are working extremely hard, and hopefully we can start playing our best football here over the next few weeks.
How about the way Hillis ran the ball for you today?
You know, you can see it coming. His confidence is coming. You know, obviously that's our game plan coming in. Not to run the football, more of a power running game because you can break tackles. And, you know, we thought if they could play our pass a little bit that, you know, he'd have some success. But that's an excellent defensive team. You know, they're gonna play extremely well. We thought of going into this game was by far the best team we've faced this year. And we've played some pretty good teams.
How was evaluating Jay today?
Jay played very well. Very well. You know, under some tough conditions. He made some plays when there's nothing there. You know, he kind of embraced throwing in the rain. He likes it. You know, there's nothing that seems to bother him. But we know he had to protect the football, you know, not make the mistakes that obviously lose you football games. But, you know, he led the football team very well.
How much of your success from the tight ends today predicated on them doubling up your outside?
We have to. Anytime, you know, we had some option routes and we got some big plays with our tight end because they do double team the wide receivers. They do a great job defensively, taking your top people out of the game. So we had to run the football. We had to get some big plays with our tight ends. And then when they did blitz us, we got a couple big plays in there with our wide receivers, Stokely in particular.
A lot of quarterbacks don't like to throw the wet ball because you have to feel how
legit
it feels.
Yeah, some guys, it bothers other guys. It really doesn't. You know, with Cutler, you know, he likes throwing the wet ball. He likes playing in these conditions. I think he'd rather play in the rain than he would, obviously, a strong wind. Steve Young was very much the same way. We had a rainstorm. It was coming down 10 times worse than today, and he called me up. I mean, I was up in the press box, and he said, hey, why aren't we throwing the ball? And, you know, some guys can throw it in the rain, and other guys can't. And Jay's one of those guys that embraces the rain. He's not afraid to throw it. So that's made me feel pretty good today.
Like your first big defensive play when you returned that fumble for a touchdown, did you know that couldn't be reviewed? The one where Cotchery would have had it?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what had happened. I mean, I was looking at it, and it looked like the ball was coming out, and I thought it was going to be reviewed, so I was not positive what the scenario was, but I was very good that we took that out of the official's hands and we had a touchdown. So.
And another play was reviewed, the one where Thomas Jones kind of rolled over Kenny there. Did you know that, looking at the replay, that he kept his elbow up there after he had challenged
him? Well, I wasn't sure. Even looking at it, it looked like his elbow did hit the ground. That's why we did challenge it. We didn't have a very good angle, and the Jets were nice enough to let us look at it 4 or 5 times before we had to throw the flag. So I felt pretty good that it would get overruled, but obviously I was wrong.
How do you think Wakeman did with Jenkins.
Pardon me?
Casey with Jenkins today.
Well, you know, he's a man. I mean, to just you know, be able to find a way to run the football a little bit, you're feeling pretty good. But Jenkins is playing at an extremely high level. I think you saw a couple of times we ran to his side and he got some penetration in the backfield. So we try to run opposite his shade, and we did. We had a little success, not necessarily at him, but in the running game in general.
What would you say about your pass protection in general?
Oh, I thought it was excellent. You know, we've been very consistent with our pass protection all year, and I don't think today was any different.
Like when you've been so snake bit with injuries, when, and then in the third quarter, you guys got guys going down every single time. Yeah. What's going through your mind at that point?
Well, I was just hoping guys were just, you know, temporarily hurt. I wasn't sure if there was anything serious or not. When Josh Shaw went down, it looks like that elbow could be serious. I haven't talked to Greek about it yet. We had Dre Bly went out, and I said, holy cow, who we got left? But, you know, guys stepped up.
What about Spencer Larson? Do you know if that's serious?
You know, I don't. It looks serious. You know, on him on the sideline, exactly how bad it is, I really don't know.
Why weren't they Fox?
What's that?
Why Fox today?
We want to give somebody else an opportunity. Obviously, Rod didn't get it done last week, and we want to give Vernon a chance to show us what he could do. And it looked like he played pretty good.